102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
I'm not giving you the extra 50 for it.
Well, the bike is worth much more than I thought we had paid for it, so I made a little mistake. It's still a great deal. I'm trying to give you a great deal.
Sounds good.
Besides, it has a bell. Gling, gling. Remember how many years you busted my ass for that? Gling, gling, because I was going on a family bike ride.
If you're
going
to do
it. Look who's going on family bike rides.
If you're
going
to do it, it's gling, gling.
Gling, gling, gling.
Yeah, listen, I'm well aware that there's been a seismic shift in the realities here.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll choke on that bike, won't
you? How karma takes a turn.
It's not karma. It's not karma.
It's life karma coming around and biting you right in the ass as you take your little family bike ride.
I don't deserve to be made fun of.
To the ice cream store. 102.3 WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. You know, it's funny. We were just talking about JP needing a bike for, you know, just something cheap, whatever, for his family bike rides because his kids are starting to ride and they want to ride as a family.
I had a bike.
And it's just weird how our lives have switched.
Yeah, and I think it sucks.
I think it's fantastic. I liked my family life before when they were younger, but it's great now.
Yeah,
this is great.
I like
go out for Cinco de Mayo, have some margaritas.
I like mine too.
You're home having mac and cheese, putting the kids to bed doing homework. What a flip-flop this is. It's fantastic.
Relax yourself. Will you please?
It's the greatest thing. You used to hammer me for, let's see.
I'll give you the gling.
Having
gling.
To go having a bike, which I never had gling, a gling gling, gling bike with a bell on it. But you always gling glinged me. As we'd go, you know, teaching the girls to ride the bikes, and we go for family bike ride.
Like a family of ducks cross the street. here come the losers. Gling gling gling.
And now it's the Parisis. It's fantastic.
Well, it's not because I don't have the bike. I'm probably not going to get it.
All right. But then you used to kill us for going on family vacations to like Sesame Place. You'd kill me for Sesame Place. Bro, how do you not go to somewhere with an island? I can't believe you'd go to somewhere. It's all cement and fuzzy characters. I'm never taking my kids.
I never said that because I take my kids to Disney. Now you're lying.
No.
I take my kids to Disney all the time.
I can hear JP.
That's one thing.
I can hear JP from years past going, get the F out of here, bro. I ain't going. You're doing it wrong, bro.
You're doing it wrong, bro.
I haven't gone to Sesame Place.
Okay.
I dodged. My kids don't even know Sesame Street.
Okay, but there's going to be plenty of places they will know
that
you're going to have to go to.
Out of the house.
Bro, get the F out of here. I ain't buying a bike for no kids.
That sounds about right.
Absolutely.
And here's the thing.
With
this bike thing, just to prove a point, I will not get a bike. I'll get a goddamn pair of rollerblades and roller skate next to them before I go gling, 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 gling.
You happen to be about coaching kids sports.
That's not true. I coached kids sports for 20-something years.
No, you used to be. What are you doing? How do you coach kids? They're so young. They have no skills. What are you doing?
I hammered you for coaching girls sports because
girls sports.
That's
right.
Not really honest, and I haven't coached girls. Next.
Going to kids' birthday parties? Oh, I'm not going. I'm never going to that. F the house. So Nicole.
Nicole does go to birthday parties. She'll tell you.
It's just changed. You have it all around. You've been to kids' birthday parties. Be honest.
I've been to kids' birthday parties that are my friends' kids.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as like the kids get invited to birthday parties from their schoolmates, I don't go.
Yeah. No, that's true. I went to it all the time for our mutual friends.
You go for the ones for mutual friends because half the time, let's be honest, there's drinking involved.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as taking the kids to like jumpy joints because Tommy in their second grade class, it's his birthday, I don't go to those.
We go to Sports Plus. You're like, oh, terrible pizza. Well, how do you go to that? Hang out there for 3 hours.
Dude,
I don't understand.
See, but here's the thing. Now you're making stuff up.
I've officially shot down
everything you've thrown at me.
Every one of these happened. People who've listened for years come to me and go, yeah, it's about time it flipped around on them because they know it's flipped.
Here's what's flipped. The fact that you have free time during the week and I don't, that flipped. That sucks. I'll give that one to you.
It's just me and Susan. We're like two adults. We don't have kids, kind of. That's what it's like, even though they're in college.
I know.
It's like we don't have kids. So it is. Now you have two kids. They have a lot of activities. They want to ride bikes. You have to do things like teach them how to ride bikes, take them to swimming lessons.
Well, I screwed up. I couldn't teach. I don't have the patience to teach them how to ride bikes. I tried it, dude. It was a nightmare. It was an absolute nightmare.
It's just nice to see.
I came home one day.
The life karma flip.
I came home one day. Nicole's out in the street. The kids are riding their bikes. I'm like, I'm not even going to ask questions.
How did that happen?
It's done. Cross it off the list of things to do. Move on.
Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. Maybe you've experienced this, but we've kind of flipped lives over the last 15 years of this show, where I used to have the little kids and the schedule with them, and now we've flipped, and now I have no kids, and you have the little ones.
I know.
It's interesting. And he doesn't want to buy my bike.
And then he goes away to St. Petersburg, Florida.
That was our 20th anniversary.
15th.
No, that was our 20th. And that was our 20th wedding anniversary. And it was awesome. I'm telling you guys, Sand Pearl Resort. No old people. 5 stars, bro.
There it is. Is this your wedding song?
No.
Go ahead. What does this guy want to break my balls about?
Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead. About the bike, I think. Go ahead.
Hey, Raj. I'll throw in the extra $50 for the bike if you throw in A-Rod's baseball card in the spokes. Sound like a motorcycle coming down the block.
That way you can have that sound. That... It's the best.
Exactly.
Raj tells me, let's get back to the important point here. Raj, well, I go, how much you want for that bike? He goes, $100.
Yeah, so then I think it's like a $350 bike. That's fine.
Then all of a sudden, the cost of the bike went up originally. So
it was
then
way more than I thought.
So then it got jacked up another $50. Okay. Plus, it's damaged and has to get fixed.
Yeah, but I'll take it. It's just the wheel's a little off. It hit a pothole. I just have to get it taken care of
at
Babylon Bike
Shop. Scratch your ass, you crook.
It's really very cheap, and if you look
how
for
do you
a
tell
man's
me one
bike,
price,
it's going to cost...
How do you tell me one price and then jack it up another 50?
Because we were in a casual conversation. I said, probably $100. I thought it was a $300 bike. It's a $500 bike.
Brett was in that room. Ted was in that room. Did he say probably $100, or did he say $100?
So what's the difference? I said, I don't know. If I said, I don't know, $100, because I thought it was a $300 bike. That's
why,
fair.
Ted? I'm not sure. I don't remember now. I don't know if I actually yes, heard
I
that.
I don't think he was in the room. I think it was you, me, and Brett.
There.
I don't think he was in the room.
Brett was there. Then at least Brett was there.
I don't think I was there either.
Yes, you were. you guy, you mother. Really? Wow.
That's rough.
Wow. Okay.
But so
no,
what?
Really, I wasn't there.
Okay.
So I found out it was a $500 bike. What's a big deal if I change that price to you casually?
I hope you're sitting on that bike.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. So I had this bike.
Here's the one thing I love about this show. Even when Roger came out all guns blazing, it was all going to be make fun of Roger and make fun of JP moment, I'm able to flip the script and throw it right back in your lap.
Yeah. So call me cheap because I say, I don't know, $100 for the bike.
You
I don't
told
know when
me?
I thought it was a $300. So what?
Roger, how much for the bike? $100.
I
a
said,
day
I think
later,
I, you
a
forget
day
the part
later of, it's $150 and it's damaged.
Well, no, it won't be when you get it. It's just I forgot that they had taken it out and it hit the pothole. So the wheel, it's common bike injury. It'll get taken care of.
Oh, common bike injury.
Steve, what's going on? What do you got?
Yeah, but you just blatantly admitted that you jacked the price up. You told them one in conversation, and then you raised it up 50 when you didn't realize it was worth more. That's foul.
Why is it foul?
Is my life.
I don't know. You don't do that to your friends. Jack up a price.
I'm not jacking it up. The bike was way more than I thought. If it was $50 more, I wouldn't care. But it was a $500 plus bike.
And here's the difference between me and one of Roger's friends. He wouldn't have jacked it up $50 for one of his friends.
That's messed up. That is so messed up. That is wrong. I sure would have.
Like the kids say, that's the truth.
But that's what I'm hearing, Rob.
T-R-
Oh, come on.
O-O-F.
You tell them the price. You guys are like best buds. You're like partners. You tell them the price, and then you turn around and go, well, dude, it's worth a little more. No, you know what, JP?
Hey,
even though we're friends, $50 more.
I'd rather die than give you that extra $50. I'll walk next to my kids riding bicycles before I give you that extra $50. On my knees, I'd go next
to gravel.
My bare knees over glass before you get the extra $50.
Good. Fine. Sell it on eBay or something for twice what I was going to sell it to you for. Anyway, that's why I said $150.
This price
I get $300
for this
bike. This
bike has had four prices before. It went from $350, then it was $490. Now it's well over $500.
Not even close. Now you're just lying.
I am not lying. I have the emails and what you just said on the radio to prove it.
I said three to you. I said I
you
thought
said
it was a $300 bike when
right.
I said buy it for $100.
Then it went
and
to
then
$400
I found out it was,
and change.
No, it didn't. It never went to $400
and
change.
I have the email.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I
it's
do.
Go ahead,
play
the
song.
Bike.
I'm going to get this goddamn email right now. Now it's on.
It's 102.3 WBAB.
Now it's on. Where is it?
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Found the email.
All right, so read the
Found
email.
It. You just got
you keep saying I changed prices.
You told me originally $300.
We were sitting in the office. I said, I don't know, $100 is probably like a $300 bike.
You just got off the phone.
I think that's clearly what I said.
You just got off the phone with Steve from Brentwood.
And I said, it's over $500.
Well over. Your words were well over $500.
Yeah, it's not like $502.
The bike JP and I discussed, this is part of our prep email that we all send out every night.
Okay.
The bike JP and I discussed has to be repaired first. The last time it was ridden by Kelly, she's hit a pothole, and the back wheel is a little wonky.
Right. Basic repair has to be done. It's a little wonky. It's a little off.
I like that word.
It says wonky, Ted. just a repair, and then it's available.
Right.
By the way, it was $499, so $150. Saw them online used for $300, so it's a deal for my partner, and I don't have to deal with Craigslist murderers.
Right.
I actually
you get
want
a deal.
You to
We're
deal
both
with
happy.
There's no deal. You told
you
me 100, you jacked it up. So now it's been, it was 300. Mm-hmm. Then with Steve, it was well over $500. Now that I found your email, it's back down to $499.
Well, that's what the bike cost, $499 on the price tag. But by the time you put the odometer on it, which gives you all the workout
so
stuff
now that
on
you
it,
found
and
out,
then you add tax, it's
so,
like $560.
So
well
now
over
that you found out what the bike actually cost, you'd be able to present a receipt of what the bike you actually did pay
for? I probably can.
Okay.
Because I was going off Susan's memory, but she remembers that well, believe me, because she got a bike too, and she knows the two prices.
Right.
I'm telling you, it's a deal, because you can't get a bike for you to ride with your family for $100. You can't. You can get a little one with my bro pony on it.
Again.
You got that's again. All you're going to get is my little pony bike.
I will roller skate next to them before you get that extra $50.
You had the odometer in tax. It's well over $500. I'm not making it up.
A what?
I said you had the odometer in the tax. It's way over $500. I'm not even making it up. And
I don't want the odometer. Now how much is it?
I'm not taking it off. It comes with the bike.
I don't want the
just
odometer.
Just like the wheels do. No, that's it.
What, the wonky wheel or the fixed wheel?
No, fixed. It's a normal thing. I'm bringing to Babylon Bike Shop. It'll be done in no time. It happens all the time to bikes. And I'm just telling you, you're getting a great deal because you can't get a bike for you, a grown man, for less than several hundred dollars. It's just how it is. So $150 for you is nothing for this bike for you.
Dear
sales, and I used it five times, maybe.
Dear sales department, get me a bike endorsement. I want a free bike.
Gling, gling.
And I will.
I love riding this bike from Babylon Bike Shop because I can go gling, gling with my family.
I may actually
like
do
I made fun of Roger doing 10 years ago.
I would never.
I love making fun of people who ride
I
bikes.
I think anybody who knows me knows that my bike will never go gling, 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 gling. That'll never happen.
Bro, I'm never riding an effing bike.
I never said I'm never riding an effing bike. I said I'm never riding a bike that goes gling, 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 gling.